have a major, major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show and happy White History Month. July is White History Month.
Amazing.
You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, it's amazing. And if you're busy out and about this morning, this evening, this night, early in the morning, it's depending on what a part of the world you're in. And you're not able to just sit and watch the show. You would like to continue to hear why you're doing what you're doing. You can podcast, of course, but you can call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And you can also podcast, all right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? So, it's Monday again. It is Monday again. And for the new listeners that might not be aware, most people are aware, I think, every Monday, we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a sad way to live, huh? 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. If you were not at the fellowship yesterday or watching it online, you still can podcast by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. I have to say, it was amazing. It was amazing. And there are people, a few, but there are people who are seriously on that path that leads to life. They're hanging in there. They're watching and praying, meaning that they're being aware That's what prayer is, to be present. And they're watching what's going on within themselves. The kingdom of heaven is within, right? Men and women. And it was clearly displayed yesterday. It was amazing. Also, for me, and I've seen it over and over and over again, it was clearly displayed yesterday that all human beings, all, there's not one, have the same problems. Some different situations, but the same problems. And it's interesting, men and women have the same problems. But it's interesting to me that in the fallen state, the darkness of the mind, the devil, evil, tell us all that we are different. Our problems are different. We're not the same. Some are worse than others. Some are better than others. We've been lied to. We're all the same. And that's why this idea of racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allah U Abba-ism, Debbie Dad-ism, white supremacism, and anti-Semitism is all fake. It's not real. Another lie. We're all the same. Except that a few, a handful, when I say a few, I mean a few around the world, are willing to overcome the fallen state and return to the Father. That's the only difference. Most people, most men and women, all races, most people love the hell. They love their misery. They live it. They wake up for it, go to bed for it. They love their misery. They look for things to get into to stay miserable. The thrill of misery and unhappiness is great. It's a major thrill. And they love the envy and jealousy and strife and revenge that they had imposed on others for the thrill because they love their own misery. Every human being, only a few want to overcome their misery. And those that do, they will. Isn't that amazing? Those that want it can overcome. They can enter into the kingdom of heaven. And those that want to stay into the kingdom of hell, they stay there. No problem. Stay in your hell. Stay in your misery. All right? So, brand new biblical question, but I want to deal with the one from yesterday, last week. And last week, biblical question. Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? And the real reason, the number one reason, maybe number two, but the real reason is that you believe there is a you. You believe that there's someone there that needs to be defended. So you attack back because you believe that there's a you. And because you have this false belief that there is a you, not only do you attack with the devil, evil, inside of you, you attack other with the same evil spirit inside of you, dealing with the same evil spirit inside of them, two devils fighting one another. Once you can see for sure and for yourself, there's no one there to attack, and that when others think that they're attacking you, they're really attacking themselves? When you can see clearly that there is no one there to attack or protect, you lay your weapon down. You would lay your weapon down and you would stop getting the thrill of attacking back, going off on people, snapping on them, judging them, hating them, trying to hurt them. And when you attack, you understand there's no one there. It's not personal. The attacker cannot see. Isn't that amazing? There's no one there to attack. It is a spiritual battle. And all thoughts, as we mentioned yesterday in the fellowship, all thoughts are all lies all the time. Any thought that give you an illusion of self, an image of self, is a lie. Practical thoughts, and we discussed that yesterday, because people keep asking, I can't determine a practical thought. You can't determine if you're hungry or not. You can't determine if you need a roof over your head or not, or a job, or the, you know, physical things that you need on this earth. All thoughts that give you image of self, illusions of self, illusions, are lies all the time. Even the thoughts that causes you to blame others. There are literally people in America, in the United States of America, not all, but mostly black, that truly believe, now you know you're in your imagination, you're living in hell, that truly believe that the white man, and these are male and females that believe this, and I make that point because normally men don't believe that another man can hold them back or hold them down, right? And so they never use that as an excuse that some man can hold them down because of their color or any reason, really. But there are literally black people in America, just think about this, really. Smoke on this one. That believe that racism or slavery over 150 years ended, right? And they believe that slavery has an impact on their lives today. 150 years ago, all slaves are dead, nowhere around. They were never enslaved except in their minds. It had nothing to do with them. But because somebody told them that slavery is what's holding you back today, they believe it. And they say it, and they believe it. 150 years ago, which doesn't even exist except in the mind. And they don't even know anything really about slavery. They're just going by what somebody said about it. Tell me that all thoughts are not lies. They believe Jim Crow impacted their life. Isn't that like, think about that. All lies is just a thought. It's not even real. It's just a thought. But they believe the thought. They believe the illusion. And then you ask, well, how are you being held back by the white man? They really can't tell you anything. Well, it's the system. What does that mean? So why do you attack back when someone attacks you? You're doing it because you're blind. they're doing it, you are attacking back because you're blind and you think that there's someone there to protect. And there's no one to protect. No reason to protect. Isn't that amazing? And yet you're pushing evil. You believe in evil and you call it good. Brand new biblical question. You can hear more from yesterday's fellowship. I have a brand new biblical question. And it's another doozy. And again, the biblical questions are put there for those who, men and women, who are truly working on themselves. It's not for all, because most people are not working on themselves. They don't want to work on themselves. They're not working on themselves. And that's fine. Stay in your hell, suffer and die. It's your problem. But for those who want to understand what's happening with you, know thyself, the biblical questions are for you in an attempt to help you understand what's going on with you, to know thyself. You are responsible for you. No one else is. Only you are responsible for you. Brand new biblical question. Why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Amazing question. Why are you? Why are you? Do you ever ask yourself that question? Oh, Joel Friday says, spell it. D-I-S. D as in David. D-I-S-M-A-Y-E-D. D-I-S-M-A-Y-E-D. Dismayed by others. Why? If you can only see that if you can only see, and you can if you want to, that you are blind and how blind you are, it will blow your mind. It will change everything about you for the good. All your misery will disappear. All your loneliness will disappear. All of your suicidal thoughts, all of your revenge, your negative and positive attitude will disappear. It will all disappear. All of your looking for love will disappear if you can only see. And anyone that wants to see can see. That's what's so interesting about it. And only a few want it. Only a few want it. Most people love their darkness and they call it the light. And it's amazing to me. I understand. I'm saying amazing because I understand it. How human beings treat each other. Just think about that. We were all created by the same God. A God of love. Not emotional love, not mama's love, but real love. And yet human beings treat each other horribly. I mean, like animals. Isn't that amazing? Human beings treat each other like animals. And then now they're so low, they try to treat the animals better than human beings. But it's the same. So check out the new biblical question. Yesterday we discussed the women a little bit. Everything was about what's right. And there is a lot of talk in America today. Everywhere I go, I hear it. A lot of talk. What's wrong with the women today? What's wrong with them? They say they want freedom. They want equal rights. They want to be free to do whatever they want. Their body, their choice. Their body, their choice. And if you, I don't know, you might not have noticed, but if you notice, anytime you allow women to run free, quote unquote, they make all the wrong decisions. They make all the wrong choices about their body and their life. They have no clue as to what they want. And so every decision they make is wrong. But they believe they have a free will and they can just do what they want. It doesn't matter how silly it is. It doesn't matter how evil it is. They feel that they are in control. It's a fake and a false feeling, but that's how they feel. And all feelings are lies. They say, I want to be equal to men, they say. I want to be able to just do what I want. Okay, go do what you want. And look at how they vote, all wrong. Look at how they kill the man's children in the womb. All wrong. Look at how they take the man's children from him and destroy the children trying to get back at the father. All wrong. It's crazy how they go out of control with their little free will, a woman's choice. And unfortunately, most men follow women. Mama's boys follow the woman, and he fall into the ditch as well. He suffers as well. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Whether it's your mama, your grandmama, your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife, or whatever, every time you will suffer. Ain't no way around it. Here is an example of women from California bragging about turning Texas blue on TikTok. Watch this.
When you move from California to Texas and can now help Texas turn blue.
And she's dancing about it. Moving from California to Texas and can now help Texas turn blue. They want to turn Texas into California. And because they are allowed to vote, it will happen. Because they say there are more females than there are males, right? So it will happen. And not only it will happen, it's happening. Part of Texas is turning blue. Part of Texas is already blue. And so many people left California and went to Texas because they said it's a red state. It's low taxes, it's low this and cheaper homes and everything. And then the women moved to Texas. And now they're destroying it because they're if they had a husband, are not strong enough to stop her from doing it. He's a mama's boy. He can't stop his own wife. And they are proud of it, too. They are proud of turning Texas blue, of turning it into evil. Isn't that amazing? Because the gates of hell come through the woman. The gates of hell. The evil come through the woman because Satan is the woman's God and the God above is the man's God. Until the woman repent of Satan and return to the Father, until she drop her wicked ways. Satan is her God, and this is what they do. They destroy children. They have no love. It's a lie that mothers love their children, that a mother's love is good. It's a lie. Anyone that believe it is blind. Look how messed up the children are. Look, this female celebrated, according to the writing there, that they're turning Texas blue into hell. It's mind-blowing, but it's the battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. And the men can't figure out how to deal with the woman in the right way because they have put the woman before God. The woman is their God. I know several men that I'm counseling with and I'm counseling with who were working on themselves, meaning they were watching themselves and overcoming. And then they going through that ego death thing where they feel lonely and they feel lost. They feel that they have no friends. And then a woman come into their life. And all of a sudden, work on themselves is out the window because now they feel better. They got their guy back. And so the ego death has been put on hold because they got their God back. And then that God that they got back will soon turn their life into hell again. And they wonder what happened. Amazing, huh? This woman is celebrating turning Texas blue. Woe unto the man that married this woman or dated her or anything. Hell and damnation is yours. Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. I can hardly hear the music. Why is it so low? Oh. Okay, I can only hear when I'm quiet. I'm not talking. Back in a moment, folks. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663. Happy White History Month. July just feels white. The hell on earth is amazing to me. But you can have heaven on earth while you live if you want it. But you got to live from within. You must enter into the kingdom of heaven. There is a kingdom, believe me, of heaven. And you can live in there if you want, or you can stay in your misery. You can stay with your thrills. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake report.com, Joel Friday TV. He Black, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Joel Friday TV. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby, energy given to him by God. Isn't that amazing? Natural energy. At 12 noon Pacific time. If you missed last Friday Father's Day episode, you gotta go and podcast it. The FatherState.tv. It was very, very, very interesting. Very interesting. I wanted to show you one more quick example of what happens to women when they're left alone. I want to be left alone. When they're left alone. When they get their liberty. And I showed you the first example of the women celebrating going to Texas and turning it blue, right? Celebrating evil. I want to know, why is it that whenever women want to use their liberty, it's always in the wrong way. Always. Watch this from TikTok.
When you remember you have a free will.
So she's doing everything backwards. Closing the freezer. Cutting the pie for those who can't see it. Cutting the pie right up and down the halfway square, whatever way, and drinking tea from a bowl. Men. Ladies, and if you don't find a man, you can return to the father yourself if you want. And there are ladies who are doing it. But men, you need to be the light of the world so that the woman can find her way, just in case you kind of wonder how. But she can find it on her own if she go within, just like the man. Well, these women are lost. The more educated education they have, the dumber they are. The more liberty you give them, the worse they become. They don't know what to do with themselves. Should I kill the man's baby in the womb or not? I know I'm going to go and protest the government so I can kill the man's baby in the womb. Or I'm going to take the morning after, so-called morning after pill, so I can make sure there's not a chance, they say, for the baby to come through my womb. They're left alone. And because Satan is their God, they just get worse. They're lost in their imagination like I've never seen. Look at that woman. Everything she's doing is wrong, and she called it liberty. Inwardly, she's miserable. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first time caller out of Washington State. Alex. Oh, hold on. Hold on, Alex. Something wrong with your phone. Let me go to, they'll let me know when it's ready. Let me go to Trey out of Tampa.
Hey, Jesse.
Trey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing?
All is well.
How you doing?
All is well.
I talked to you like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
I made a couple calls, and you know, since then I actually bought some of your merchandise. I got one of your Fallen State T-shirts, and I got one of your coffee, you know, mugs. So you know, I really like you a lot. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
What are we talking about today?
Oh, hold on,
Alex. We're talking about women.
Hold on, Alex. Let them find out what you want to talk about, because I don't know exactly what you want to talk about. Don't hang up, though, Alex. Find out what Alex wanted to talk. I thought he wanted to respond to the biblical question. Trey. Don't hang up, Trey. Hold on. Because he want to know what we're talking about. Let's try. I don't know if Alex is ready yet. I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Let's try Alice again. Alice, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Jesse.
Hey, Alice.
So the reason I was calling in is I was curious if you believed that it is a possibility, it may be somewhat conspiratorial, but you obviously see this radical feminism that they're pushing. We're making fathers optional in the home. We're allowing our children to pursue, you know, the LGBTQ. You see, it's pushed through social media, through our news. I'm curious if you think that it is in the realm of possibility that it's potentially meant to, in a way, genocide, I mean, the population without using violence. I'm curious if you think that's a possibility.
I don't understand that question.
Well, I mean, when you think of, you know, the gays, they're not able to reproduce. They're not able to have children, right? So now you're going to have a lot of people are not going to be born through that. I mean, you see radical feminism. Fathers aren't necessarily needed in the home. You can then see that there's statistics that support the notion that not having a father in the home is going to lead to the children, you know, facing incarceration. All manner of mental health issues, and that's the same thing with the LGBTQ community. I'm curious if you think that they're pushing a lot of this on purpose to try to, I guess, deride not only our family values and our morals, but also to maybe, you know, diminish, you know, the future generations, obviously, like in terms of population numbers. I mean, you see the birth rates are falling nationwide.
The question is, why are men so weak that they allow someone to take their families away from them? Because and men were not weak. If men were not weak, this could not happen. So why do you think, because it's pure evil, why do you think that men are so weak?
I believe you that can't, men are...
It's like the blacks do with the white people. They're blaming somebody else for everything, right? You can't blame the government. You can't blame society. You can't blame somebody else. What's wrong with the individual that what's wrong with men that they're allowing it to happen? Because it's not just happening by itself. Why are men so weak?
Well, in my opinion, I believe it's because we as humans have become complacent, and ultimately we have allowed women to control. We've given them too much control, and part of the issue, I think, was giving them voting rights and the ability to go work because, I mean, that's more taxable income, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of people that would benefit by there being more taxable individuals.
But why have the men given up the woman? I mean, what's wrong with the men that somebody can tell them, don't get married, don't be in your home, don't take control of your wife and children, and then let the world just do what they want? And something wrong with men with that. It's something wrong with the individual.
I think that they're weak. I think that the issue is that you've made, you know, porn accessible. It's, you know, thrown in your face. You see, obviously, the OnlyFans women.
But they're not making the men look at the porn. They sit in their own room and look at the porn. Who is to blame for that?
I think that ultimately you give people too much access. You give them too much free range of access, and that they're not, like, people lack.
But you're still not telling
right?
me what's wrong with the men that they're out of control as individuals, not even as a group. What's wrong with the men individually that they are out of control like that?
Well, I think that it has to go back to probably the diminishing family structure. I mean, there's probably a lot of men that didn't necessarily witness having a strong male figure in the household. You know, we have a lot of men that are raised by their mother, right? You know, we've made dads optional, so they don't really have someone to look at to point them in the right direction. So I think when you don't have any role models, you don't have any sort of self-restraint, self-respect.
Were you raised by your father and mother?
Yeah, I was raised by both, yeah.
And so who influenced you most, your mother or your father?
My dad. My dad, definitely. But I was lucky to have a very strong male figure, right? And I see that there's a lot of people that don't have that. And men have become weak. They have been tempted, right? They're doing everything just for the hedonistic pleasures that women provide instead
how
of
was,
finding
how
a nurturing
was your
woman.
Father strong? You say he had a strong male role. How was he strong for those who didn't have it?
Well, he was able to, you know, my mother was able to stay at home, raise us. He was able to be the breadwinner, make money. And then when he came home, he was obviously, you know, he was there. He was attentive. He was someone that would obviously try to give advice when possible. He taught me how to work on vehicles, how to shoot guns. I see a lot of men that are, they're scared of guns. They don't even want to hold a gun.
No,
they don't
no.
want to do that. They don't want to learn how to.
They would fight against you even having a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, if you're curious, I saw you on Twitter. You're talking to my friend HT. You can actually go to GPD.
Hold on a minute. A bitch. He was trying to sneak his little website out there. What the? And he had a strong Marlboro. Thank you, Alex. Let's go to some super chat. I think something wrong with the phone.
Super chats.
Supers. They're working on the phones, folks. Something wrong with the phones here.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Lunita says, Jesse, am I wrong for calling my father a communist?
when he told me he was for universal health care and education, he was ticked.
What?
She called her dad a communist. She's wondering if she's wrong for that. And he got mad because he's for universal health care and education.
Oh. Well, I don't know, but you're not to blame for his anger, that's for sure. So he's to blame for his own emotions. Oh, maybe, but watch out. Don't deliberately try to hurt anyone. All right? As long as you don't resent your dad. You're just having some fun.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Piotr Robel, 5 coffees on JLP Talk. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for this, the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Shout out to the contributors over on the D-Live crew, Kilo, Alpha, Tango, Maverick, Angel. Congrats to Enoch87Bear, Groovy Monkey, 555555565, and Misty yesterday in church with Jesse Lee Peterson. Shout out to D-Live.
Thank you. Amazing.
Mick and Mike says, in response to you saying in church, anyone who tries to make you feel good is your enemy?
Yes.
If I am wrong, correct me honestly. Do you mean buying your affection? If so, I'd agree. Unless as a truce. Even when you're right, because it's a difference on a singular issue, not character. A kind word, a single flower, coffee on the desk, restores humanity.
Repeat that? Who is it from?
Mick and Mike.
Okay.
Says, what about if it's just the truce? You know, people trying to make you feel good.
Trying to make up.
Yeah.
Like if two people arguing and one trying to make up.
Yeah, and so just give them a kind word, give them a flower, her a flower, I guess. Put coffee on their desk. It restores the humanity.
What humanity?
Because they're fighting, they have a disagreement, and it's like one's mad, and so you appease that. Not appease.
That's what it is.
Oh. Okay.
You said it out loud. Well, that's exactly what they're doing, appeasing the angry person.
Yeah.
So anyone that try to make you feel good hates you. They're weak, and you're weak for falling for it. Anyone. Amazing, huh? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And he accidentally said what it was. Appeasing you. Amazing.
I didn't mean to put words in your mouth. But anyway, Kohlberger Art, 5 coffees. Great service, Jesse. Amazing Bond fellowship. Heard a bunch of folks' lights turned on. Amazing.
It was amazing fellowship yesterday. They're referring to the fellowship. Again, if you missed it, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It really was amazing. Thank you.
Dan, 5 coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew. After the Supreme Court decision, did you guys notice that all the news outlets, even Fox, only quoted from the dissenting opinion? Sotomayor squawking about how we're creating a king who is above the law. None of them quoted from the actual decision, which would have explained why presidents and ex-presidents need to be protected from corrupt, politically motivated prosecutors.
No, I didn't notice that, but I'm not surprised to hear it if it happened. I'm not surprised. Amazing. Thank you.
Sotirios, 3 coffees. Amazing fellowship yesterday. Still have a question that should be practical, but I struggle with it. Maybe you can help me see more clearly. I currently have a job as a temporary replacement. Really enjoy it. The contract's about to expire a couple months. Possibility the person who on leave will not return. I may be able to keep the job. On the other hand, I have the opportunity to get another job now, which would be more secure. Should I stay in my current job and wait to see if I can keep it? Or should I take the more secure job? Thanks, and as always.
You're welcome. I'm not there. You need to be still so you can see and take the one that's best for you. Only you can make that choice, not me, because you got to live with it. I wish you well. Let me know how it goes. But the one thing don't do is go back and forward in the thoughts about it. because you're not going to find the answer there. All right? I wish you well. Thank you.
Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, Sunday's church is the best thing on this side of heaven. Thank you.
Thank you. It is. It's amazing. I'm blessed for the fellowship on Sunday. Likewise, it's the same thing with the women's forum every third Thursday of the month, the men's forum every first Thursday of the month. They are amazing. The fellowship, it's amazing. I can't find a better word. Thank you, though.
Also, from Lin Yen Chin, breath and body flow at one. Reading is either sensing the other, like yin and yang of attention and awareness. Aya. Maya fortune cookie power strong la. Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Becca 0408 on a Rumble rant. What does dismay mean?
Why are you dismayed by others? That's the biblical question. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Why are you dismayed by others? D-I-S-M-A-Y-E-D. Thank you.
I looked it up, the word dismay, to cause to lose enthusiasm or resolution.
They couldn't look it up.
No, she wanted to give a super chat.
She
wanted to support and ask the question.
So she didn't feel like looking up.
I think she might be black.
Oh, thank you.
Shout out to Becca 0408.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Becca.
Discouraged. Someone bought 5 coffees. Jesse and crew, one thing about Satan, he never gives up. Once you overcome one thing, he's right on to the next. Thank God, at least now I can see it. Love y'all. Happy Monday.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. All right? Just stay with it and see it all the way through. You'll see the devil give up, and he will leave you and make a home in someone else. Amazing. Thank you.
C on C with a coffee, Jesse Bear, koala bear emoji. Californians scattered everywhere in every state, and it turning it liberal blue, especially the states that used to be conservative, quiet, and balanced. Evil working overtime. They're not even afraid of snow. They still move.
I remember when Oregon used to be red state. And then a whole bunch of people moved from California to Oregon. And then people that lived up there did not want to see the Californian people coming. They didn't like it at all because they knew they were going to bring the same blue state mentality with them. And now Oregon is a blue state. Isn't that amazing? And they're doing the same thing to Texas. And they're working on Florida. As quiet as a cat. Thank you.
Valet bought a coffee. Good morning, Sean. Good morning.
Let me take a break. Back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Thank you, y'all.
Copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, July 8th. Happy White History Month. Happy Female Monday, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And Jesse Lee will get back to your calls in the second and third hours. 1-888-775-3773. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that it's that time of year again. Officials in the United States are on alert for shark attacks that, while rare, pose a threat to summer beachgoers. You can learn how to survive an unwanted shark encounter or avoid one entirely. Stay away from the chum. And the presidential race. And don't swim at night or in the morning or early morning, I mean. Anyway, between that time. Crooked Joe Biden, he plans to stay in the race. What? He's staying, or is he? And who's Trump's VP going to be? Crooked Joe Biden remains adamant about staying in the 2024 race, despite swelling calls within his party to step down after last month's dismal debate performance, according to Commie Nonsense Network. Several House Democrat ranking members, at least more than one or two probably, told the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, lower that black guy, on Sunday that Biden needs to step down from the race, according to sources familiar with the conversation. Crooked Joe held a pair of campaign events in the swing state of PA, Pennsylvania, over the weekend to reassure skeptical voters about the viability of his election bid, telling reporters, "I'm up for the job." That's Crooked Joe. Meanwhile, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is he or is he not our greatest president, at least in my lifetime that I know of, gearing up to announce his running mate before kicking off the Republican convention in Milwaukee, which happens next week, end of July, towards the end of July, where he will officially become the party's presidential nominee for the third time in 8 years. Nice. An update on Hurricane Beryl. It has hit the United States. A lot of Texans without power. Beryl made landfall near Matagorda? Whoa. Texas. Today, as a Category 1 hurricane. It is the first storm in the Atlantic hurricane season to make landfall in the United States after causing chaos in the Caribbean and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula last week and killing at least 9 people down that way. Beryl weakened to a tropical storm, but strengthened to become a hurricane overnight. It will continue to bring life-threatening storm surge as well as flooding into Texas this week, so say meteorologists. Power outages also rapidly climbing across the state of Texas as Beryl moves inland with gusty winds, downing power parts of the electric grid. I can't read. Experts say this hurricane season will be far from normal as fossil fuel pollution, which I believe, contributes to warmer water and rapidly intensifying storms. What a mess, huh? And the France election also, maybe even a bigger mess. Cheers rang out on the streets of Paris Sunday after a left-wing alliance, commies, I heard from other sources, won the most seats in the French parliament, thwarting Marine Le Pen's so-called far-right party, that woman. The stunning result from the second-round vote means France will avoid a far-right government, give me a break, but will be plunged into political limbo with no party reaching an absolute majority. Left-wing New Popular Front won 182 seats. President Emmanuel Macron's so-called centrist, which is also really far left, honestly, Ensemble Alliance won 163 seats. The so-called far-right National Rally and their allies slumped to third place to tactical voting, winning 143 seats. What a mess. There was some guy who resigned. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
I have a major, major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. There's a line open if you want to jump in there at 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy. Brand new biblical question. Why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Isn't that an amazing question? Know thyself. If you know yourself, you will be free. Most people, 99.999% of people do not know themselves. Isn't that amazing? And that includes Bible thumpers and non-Bible thumpers. Why are you dismayed by others? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, land up at a beach, or you're still on vacation due to the 4th of July week, and this is July, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world, in the whole wide world, by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to everybody. Donate and have your comments read out loud. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. We're taking all calls, but the ladies call first, all right? It is Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Female Monday, 888-775-3773. Ladies, you can overcome your hell if you never saw a man in your whole life. If you don't have a husband, you can overcome your hell. You just got to admit you have the anger inside of you as well. You have to admit that you have anger and go and forgive your mother and your father. Return to your father. All human beings, if they want to be free, must return to the Father. All who are born of the flesh of the woman must be born of the spirit of the Father. Isn't that amazing? There's no way around it. There's no way around it. Go and admit that you have this anger, knowing that anger is evil and not necessary. Forgive. It doesn't matter. And a lot of people ask me this too. What would happen if my mother overreact? Or she's old, she's sick, or what? Don't make up any excuses for hell. Don't make up any excuses for hell. Go and forgive. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday during the fellowship. And again, if you were not there, you missed it. But you can watch it, podcast it, by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. But I was thinking about this one major principle. A simple one, but yet so difficult for most. It's the principle of forgiveness. The one thing that can set you free is the last thing you want to do. Isn't that like amazing? Most people do not want to forgive. Most people are afraid to go and forgive, especially the mother. But you're not going to be free of your misery until you drop the anger. And when you drop the anger, the light that causes you to drop the anger will cause you to drop the ego, that false self, which is not you. As I mentioned yesterday, and we talked about in the fellowship, you're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your experiences, past or present experiences. You're not your emotions. Emotions are not necessary. In the kingdom of heaven, there are no emotions, period. It's only in hell. And you're none of those things. And have you ever asked, well, who will I be if I drop all my emotions, all of my ideas, all of my thoughts? All of my everything. Who will I be if I can't feel good or feel bad? Or if I can't be angry? Who will I be? They want to be something. All egos want to be something. Isn't that amazing? They want to be something. It's just ego. It's just a thought. Just think about this. It's just a thought. And you attach images to thoughts and identify with them. That is mind-blowing to me, but I understand it. I do understand it. Talk about a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle. And ladies, do what you want, but I will encourage you. Do not let anyone, not one, encourage you or tell you that anger is good, that rage is good. It's not. And women are living off that now. Not all, but most. They think rage, they think anger is good. And they go to the so-called professor, professional, with the degrees, dummies. And they help them and encourage them to be angry. They're encouraging you to stay in your hell and destroy everyone that's around you with your hell, with your misery. They even have something out there called, and some of you might have heard of this, may have heard of this. I just heard about it this morning. But some of you may have heard of so-called mom rage. Watch this from TikTok. Oh, we don't have it.
We need to stop treating all anger from women and moms as if it's a mental health issue.
It is a mental health.
We're angry about things that are unfair and unequal.
I don't want to be left alone. That was it?
No.
What happened?
I don't know yet. I need to find out.
All right. They're working on it. Anger is a mental health issue. Anyone that has anger is mentally ill. Look at your own life, men and women. Look how mentally ill you are with your anger. You can't think straight. You don't feel right. You don't know what's right or wrong. You're lost. They're working on that soundbite, folks, so as soon as they get it, we'll play it. Anger, rage, does nothing but destroy. It destroys you, and God forbid, if you have kids, it destroys the kids. And God forbid, if you're married, it destroys the marriage and everything. Because it's evil. It's evil. And now you literally, you even have preachers, churches pushing anger by telling you lies that Jesus was angry. Jesus was angry, they say. They're pushing evil and calling it good. Anyone that tell you rage is good is your enemy. Anyone, I don't care who it is, how many degrees they have or don't have. A family member or a so-called friend. Anger is not good. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. All right, I guess we'll come back to that summit. It's ready now? Okay, let's have it. This is from TikTok. Something called mom rage.
Have you heard of the term mom rage? A writer for The Cut calls it the secret shame that follows when you lose your temper amid the expectation to always remain patient and calm as a parent. Have you experienced mom rage?
I mean, the word rage is a bit scary to me. Like, that sounds like a parent out of control.
Now, if you're like me, you might secretly know that you have mom rage and not even have verbalized that to anyone that knows.
As a single mother who has raised four children, almost grown now, with almost full custody the entire time and little to no support, I have a lot of thoughts about what it takes to make a person blow. First of all, we know that women are doing the majority of the work and labor in homes, period.
You're supposed to.
Maybe it's not mom rage.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe it's mom is doing everything for everyone and having less of her needs met than anybody else in the house. All while society tells her to calm down and shut up. Because this is motherhood and you chose this anger. And that anger is valid and necessary. We need to stop treating all anger from women and moms as if it's a mental health issue. We're allowed to be angry about things that are unfair and unequal.
See how they push it evil? Rage is evil. And they're trying to make you think it's good. And I want you to pay attention now that these females have said that. Watch how many people are going to go along with, oh, mom, rage is fine. They're lying to you. They are lying to you, folks. Anger, rage is a mental issue. It's a spiritual issue. It is evil. You can either stay with the rage and call it good, or you can overcome it and be free. And you'll be able to deal with anything in life if you don't have that rage, if you don't have that anger. You can't deal with it. If you hold on to the anger, you can't deal with anything. Poor ladies. Ladies, you've been lied to. Rage is not good. There's never, ever, 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 ever reason to be angry. Not one. Lay your weapons down, ladies. There are ladies at the bond meetings and I counsel with. If you need counseling, men and women, you can, family or intervention, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? By phone, Skype, or walk-in. Amazing. They're pushing anger as though it's good. Now, you know these women are lost. That's an evil nature, an evil mindset. Let me go to Florida and talk to Sean. Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
All is well. How are you?
Okay.
Good to hear from you.
I wanted to share something with you.
Yes.
You speak about alpha males all the time and discussing the difference between an alpha male and a beta male. It was a scenario I saw the other day. It was an event. A young man he had participated in where it involved like a panel of women. His turn, like, to come out as a male on the panel, and the women give their, you know, whether they like him or not. And one of the women, the first one he went stood before, she disqualified him for her, for whatever reason. And he just said to her, you know, well, thank you. You did me a favor. Meaning that he didn't have to eliminate her. She went ahead and eliminated, herself. So after that, the whole panel of women got infuriated with him because he really was the type of guy. He was very sharp-witted. And he was a big muscle-bound guy, and very nice looking guy, and so the next one she was kind of insulting to him because of the other female, but he just responded back in an honest way that just along the lines of, well, thank you, you did me a favor. And as each one he went down the line, standing before each one, they just kind of formed this sisterhood. But he was a true alpha male because he referred to himself as an alpha male later in an interview. After the show, he was attacked at his job. These females had came together somehow or another on their platforms, and they start calling him his job and his personal life and caused him to get fired.
Wow.
And, they just really went in on him. But if he was the type of alpha male, he explained to one of the females, he said, well, you don't want me to say what I want to say, and I'm not going to change who I am. But he wasn't meaning it in a way that is, egotistical.
Right.
Where that's me wrong and I'm somebody not doing things in a balanced way, even as an alpha male. But he was letting them know. He said, well, I'm giving my honest opinion now if you're not my type. So there was something like a matching show, a pairing, like matchmaking show.
Right.
He said, if you're not my type, I got to be honest with you, and I'm just being honest. But now you can come at me one way, but I'm coming at you just responding to you. And so they just couldn't take it. But he was a man that, he explained to her that he was doing his honest opinion, that's not going to change.
Right.
And they end up attacking him after the show in their way that they did. It got him fired.
Wow, that's amazing. That is the anger, the rage of a female, huh?
Yeah. And there was another man that you interviewed in the past. I had come across his information a while back. His name was Destiny. You had him.
Oh, yeah. I remember Destiny.
Yeah. And I think at the time he was telling you he was going to get married. He's been engaged. But you had asked him about his name and,
right.
He agreed with you that it was a female name, and you were telling him some elements about, I guess, like his relationship with woman. I guess, does she obey you and different things like that. And he kind of, took it more as a joke that, maybe not as serious to him, but you were giving him some elementary principle. So he did get married to that female. I think I caught this recording later down the road, but they're not together anymore. Because down the road, I guess on one of his recording where he was talking on his own show about whatever happened with her, it kind of fit the basic things that you were telling him to look for.
Yeah, yeah.
So that didn't have wasn't successful, and they did actually marry, I believe, but it just wasn't successful.
Yeah. What do you think about this idea of they're trying to tell women that mom rage is good?
That because their mother raised them, it's a good thing?
No, they're telling them that a woman's anger, their rage, their anger is good.
Oh, well, with that, rage and anger with any human being, you can read so many news stories, tragedies that happen because of rage and anger that people can't control. And they're teaching that to their sons.
Yeah.
They may end up having a wife. And, the instruction that God gives a man, let's say a man particularly related to his wife, who is the woman, he's supposed to be the leader of the household. He's supposed to lead her in all ways to help her learn how to be balanced with her emotions.
Right.
And men have to have... they're not supposed to be. They're not made like a woman, so their hormones and stuff like that are not made.
But women are not supposed to have that anger either. They have to overcome it because it's evil. There's no love. Anyone that has anger has no love.
Right. It's a spirit. You said it's a spirit.
Right. It's an evil, evil. I have to tell you, Sean. Then I got to run here. Anger is so evil, I can't even find the word to express it. Its whole nature is pure evil, and it does nothing but destroy. It doesn't build anyone or anything.
Because it leads you to unforgiveness and all of those elements that are destructive.
Absolutely, 100%. And it'll destroy the cat, the dog, the rats. Okay. The flower, the trees, it kills everything.
You're so right. It's a sad story. Somebody had become angry, a story that was in the news, that angry over talking about a utility bill, and they end up because of the anger and the rage that filled them, before they knew it, they took out their family. They took out their family, the two of their family members, the wife and the white son.
Yeah.
You know.
I had this story. We had this story. I don't know. I don't think we ever got to it, where neighbors were arguing over something. And before you knew it, according to a report, one neighbor just shot and killed the other neighbor, just arguing over stupid stuff.
A lot of stories are pumping out like that now.
Yeah.
So these women who are celebrating anger and promoting it, like you say, it is evil. They have the spirit of evil in them.
It's pure evil. Sean,
one more question before you hang up.
Yes.
How important the element of, I'm not talking about in a selfish way, but I'm talking about in a way of loving, like, okay, how important is loving yourself you got to love everybody as yourself. Well, I'm coming to light now as a Matthew. You got to love thy neighbor as thyself. So I guess the area of you loving yourself is pretty important, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is, because if you don't love yourself, you're not going to love anyone, and not even God, right? But the way you love yourself is by knowing that there is no self there to love, and you don't have any idea about yourself. You don't have an illusion about yourself at all. You just live, right? And if you just live without opinions and ideas and illusions, you're going to love yourself, because there's nobody there to love. You're going to treat everybody else the same. You won't judge yourself or anyone, because you understand yourself. There is no self.
But when you say that, when we put our emotions, when we identify ourselves with emotions and ego and opinions and ideas that come to us, when that's not us at all, that's where we're disillusioned with that.
Absolutely. And when you call those things yourself, you're worshiping evil. You're calling evil you. You're calling evil good, because there is no self. You're none of those things. Those things are just thoughts, which are evil.
And you're the first one who I've heard teaching that, and especially in this day and time, that definitely does need to be taught now. Things are changing.
If ever we needed to hear this truth, we need it now for sure.
Yes, we do. Really do. Well, thank you so much.
Have you overcome your anger?
Well, I think there are times when you think you have, but those things can sneak in on you. But that right there, where you're telling people to watch, look inside yourself and watch that is, because it can sneak in. You know, you can think that you've overcome it, and it can sneak in. Somebody does something especially hurtful to you, but you can overcome it even when something so very hurtful has happened to you.
And so have you overcome your anger?
I have to be honest with you. I don't think I've overcome it fully, but it's something to be worked on. I thought I had it. Something happened, a while back, a few years ago, and the element of, how it can make you feel when the truth is not being told on you, and it causes certain things to happen for you, and you're doing good along the way, and then somehow it sneaks the ugly head of it sneaks up on you, and then, but like you say, it can cause you to go off, track.
Yep. Are you doing the silent prayer?
It was another way that I was where I had grown up. That can you just break down the basis of the silent prayer for me again?
All you do is sit still, relax, close your eyes and relax. Relax your whole body. Just relax and let go, and watch the thoughts. It's like you're watching a movie. You just sit back and watch different thoughts coming and going. Let them flow. Don't try to control them. Don't try to change them. Don't try to pick out the good ones or the bad ones, because they're all lies. And all you need to do is just watch. You want to become the watcher, not the God maker.
800-411-BOSS.
All will be well. All right?
Okay.
Have you right. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and I want you to start doing it.
And I think that's what Moses, I think it might have been what Moses did, something he did that kept him out of the promised land, even though he was who? Moses was one of the, you know, very, you know, song heroes. But he did something. I think it was related to anger.
Yeah, he did. Something that God told him not to do, he did it.
He got angry or something.
Right. Yeah.
And he that kept him. So that's how serious it is.
Anger is evil. No one. And Sean, then I gotta run, but no one is gonna enter into the freedom, into the kingdom of heaven, within or out, until they forgive. It just ain't gonna happen, because that nature is of their father, the devil. It's not even their anger, but it's their father, the devil's anger. And so they're never gonna have peace.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, well, that clears up a lot of things.
Well, do the silent prayer, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you. Talk to you soon.
It's good to hear from you.
Okay.
All right. Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to a first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Area, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much, sir.
All right, speak up a little bit.
Sure.
Okay.
So my dad and I have a question for you.
Okay.
Where
is your father?
My father's in the living room right now.
Oh, how old are you?
Between the age range of Gen Z.
I don't understand that.
20 years old, sir.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So my dad and I, my dad's watching you on the TV very loud.
Hey, Dad. Go ahead.
All right. So we wanted to ask, where do you get your inner strength?
Where do I get my inner strength?
Yes, sir.
That's a good question. I never think about that at all. Or I think I get it by not thinking about it. And I know that it comes not from me at all. Mm-hmm. I never think about it, to be honest. I think that's how I get it. I know it comes from the light of God. You know, if I had to use words, the light of God. But I hate using those words, because people are going to misunderstand that. Because when you really, truly, truly, I don't know. I just don't think about being weak or strong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about it. It's a good question. I never think about it. Are you weak or strong?
I can be honest. I am weak, but
And why are you weak?
Because I'm human.
And why don't you overcome that?
I'm in the process of overcoming it.
By doing what?
Talking to God and going to church.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did she say?
She said she forgives me too.
But she don't have anything to forgive you for.
Mm-hmm.
What is she forgiving you for? You need to forgive her, and she needs to forgive her mother. Because everything you have done is because of your mother. And when you asked your father why he didn't protect you from your mother, what did he say?
I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'll go ask him.
You never asked him that before?
No, sir.
Why not?
Good question. I think after this call, I will ask him.
All right. Let me know what he says.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
All right. And go and forgive. Tell your mother I'm sorry for resenting your mother, for turning me away from my father and being so dominating and controlling. And don't let her tell you, oh, I forgive you, too. You haven't done anything. Everything you did was your mother. All right?
All right.
And then you'll be fine. Let me know what your father says.
All right.
All right. Wish you well.
You too. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Naja out of Virginia. There's a line open, folks. We're going to take all the calls. Naja, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. It's Naja.
Naja. Oh, they said Naja. Naja.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me.
Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, I've been doing that my whole life. I'm just kidding. But I wanted to call and talk to you about my family. When I tell you...
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Hold on. I'm not. I'm on my headphone. They said they can hear me on it, but give me a sec.
Okay.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it this way.
Yeah, then. Yeah. When you call the show, don't be on a headphone or speaker or anything like that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But no, I wanted to call about my family. So I was raised by basically all dominating women. There were basically no men in my family, right?
Yeah.
Every man either left, didn't want to be there, even for my dad. Like my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mother, and my aunt, they all conspired for me to hate him.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane,
Everybody
but I understand. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I really believe it all started with my great-grandmother because I was blessed enough to meet my great-great-grandmother. She was born in like 1898. I was blessed to actually meet her and know who she was. Beautiful Christian woman from Georgia. Lived the way she was supposed to, husband till death do us part, had her 7-8 kids. Then when my nana moved to one of them little cities in the 40s, I swear my family went downhill after that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Honestly, it was crazy. And I just wanted to make sure I never redid any of that because I only have one child and I have a daughter. So I said, no, I'm not going to be that person. That's why when you brought up that video about the mom rage,
yes.
That is such a lie.
Yeah.
That is such a lie. You cannot, what do you mean mom rage? And then talking about some, oh, I'm a single mom and when you're raising four kids, where's your man? Where's your husband?
Right.
What do you mean? Like, I just be so confused because of course you're going to have a hard time when the rock is not in the house. Of course you're going to have a hard time. Like, that's why I made sure I stayed with my child's father. And it's crazy. That's how I know those women in my family are evil because I brought him around as my husband. Why they all flirting with him at the party? All of them. Trying to get my man. Y'all mad because y'all couldn't keep y'all man with y'all kid. And I got my man with my kid. And y'all want to get him. Oh, stop.
So did you forgive your mother?
My mom passed away, unfortunately. She passed away from a drug overdose. And I never got a chance to actually forgive her. However, I did forgive my father, though. And I also had to forgive my great aunt because due to my mom having the drug addiction, I ended up living with my great aunt for like 17 years of my life, basically. And she was the one who really did it to me. That woman is evil. I'm telling you.
And you went and forgave her?
I did. In person, in the face. And I went and
how did it go?
It was good on my end. She's still bitter. This, mind you, I forgave her almost 8 years ago, and this woman still does not look me in my face, talk to me, anything. And that's okay. I'm not hurt by it. She can
so
hurt. Right?
When you went and forgave her, what did you say to her?
I told her, I said, I forgive you for not letting my dad around, not letting my dad be around, and for creating narratives about him that made me hate him. Because I would go to school saying, I hate my father. I would openly tell all the students in my class, I hate my dad.
Amazing.
Like, yeah, it was bad.
And what did she say when you said, I'm sorry for resenting you?
She said, I never did nothing wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about your father? When you went to your father, how did that go?
He was very surprised. He said, wow, I never thought you would be, I never thought you would say that to me. That's literally all he could say.
Right on.
And all he could say was, I accept your apology, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to be there. And honestly, every little girl wants to hear that.
Yeah, every boy and girl. Boys, and they, because fathers love their children, and when they leave, they don't leave the children. They leave the mother of the children because they can't handle her. But they do love their children, and the kids are yearning for the father. All children, no matter what race, rich or poor, what color, they're all yearning for the father. That's what's missing. Mm-hmm. It's the love of a father.
Exactly.
Amazing.
I'm just happy my daughter has it. And, you know, it's funny because I remember you were talking to somebody. This was years ago. I binge watch her stuff all the time. So this was way back. And somebody had said, but what happens if the man cheats on the woman? Da, 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 da. And you said, what did she do to run him away? It's funny. My husband, way back when we first got together, he did cheat on me. And I ran him away because of my anger. I used to be so mean to that man.
Yeah.
I can't believe he actually stayed. I'm amazed. That's how I know he's a strong person, because he really did stay.
Right on.
And the only way he could stay is if I looked into myself and said, you know what? I shouldn't be treating you this way. And I had to fix myself.
Right on. So. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing call. Thank you so much. And call me again, all right?
No problem. Most definitely. See you, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. Ladies, you can let the anger go. Really, you don't have to hold on to it. You got to forgive. You got to forgive your mothers and your father. And I stress mother, too, because most people don't realize they hate their mother. They call love hate love. But you got to forgive her. You have that own nature of the mother, which is not of her nature. It's the nature of her God, the devil. Let me go to Sarah. There's a line open, 888-77-5773. Let me go to Sarah out of North Carolina. Sarah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I just want to share with the viewers, you know, my path to escaping out of the radical feminism, you know. So when I was growing up, I have six brothers. And so I wanted to be like them so much. And I wanted to make my dad proud, you know? So in my way of thinking, I had to, do something really big. So, even though he told me, you know, what it would take to make him happy, like getting married and having children, I thought, no, I want to be a career woman, or I want to be a police officer, you know. And so I went to the academy. I became a police officer. And he just, when I came over, instead of saying, I'm proud of you, he's like, when are you getting married and having children?
Yeah.
And I thought, it doesn't matter what I accomplish, his question was still the same, you know. And it took a while of trying, you know, I applied to the FBI. I was in the process there until, you know, for some reason, a door would close or, you know, something would happen until I finally was still and I, you know, prayed, you know, and the clock was ticking. I was getting closer to 30. And then I met my husband, ended up getting married, you know. And I just went through a process, even with that, you know, submitting, learning to submit, you know. He was right. The most fulfilling moment of my life was, you know, getting married and then subsequently having children.
So were you able to let the whole idea of career and everything go?
As soon as I got pregnant, I knew, forget this nonsense. This is what I want, you know.
Yeah.
It was immediate. And even after giving birth, I just thought, there's no way I could let someone else watch my children.
Yeah.
When I could watch my children. And it's so funny because I had a lot of female friends, you know, from that old life. And I told them about what I planned on doing. And they're like, what about your career?
Yeah.
You're going to give up your career, you know? And I just said, this is what I'm feeling called to do. I'm not going back to work, you know? So
do you obey your husband now?
Yes. No, I'm not going to say 100%. I'm still a work in progress. And I completely understand what you're saying. It's like sometimes I have an outer body experience. I know what I'm doing is wrong, but I'm like, it's like I'm looking out at myself thinking, why am I doing this when I know the right way now? My eyes have been open, but still I have those moments, you know?
And did you forgive your mother?
Actually, she came to me and apologized. And I don't know if it was sincere or not, but she apologized for, because, you know, I had my father in my life. So you're wondering, well, why did I still end up trying to do the career and everything else? Well, it was because of my mother, even though my father, he, you know, tried to instill the right morals and values in me, but it was like my mother was taking me the other way, you know? And she did eventually apologize, but I don't know how sincere it was, but I did release the anger that I had for her, because I did have anger. I had a lot of anger for her.
And so did you go to her and forgive her?
No, she came to me.
And why haven't you gone and forgiven her?
Do I still need to forgive her, even though she apologized to me already?
Right. God said to go and forgive. And then you, once you do that, you're going to be free of that anger, period. And you will be able to obey your husband at all times.
Well, I don't feel like I still have. And, you know, first of all, she won't even take my call at this point. I tried to call her, and she doesn't even take my call.
Really? But, well, what would the apology for if she's still angry at you?
If she's still angry?
You said she won't take your calls, right?
Oh, because, you know, it's like a lot of drama, but I had to, like, there was a boundary in the marriage where she had crossed over. And I put that boundary up, and I was just very assertive with her, like, look, you know, this is our marriage. You cannot ask me to do something without my husband.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so after that, she got upset, of course, because she couldn't control me. She got really upset, and she had tried again to violate that boundary, and so I blocked her for a while.
Okay.
But then I seen her a couple months ago, so she said she wanted to talk with me, so I took the block off, and I tried to talk to her, and she didn't answer. So I guess she figured there's nothing she could get out of me at this point. But
and so you no longer have anger?
No, I don't.
Nice.
And so
okay.
I think it was important because I have my daughter now, so I want to set an example for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we're raising her to be completely traditional, to like, she sees me like serving my husband every night, you know, and I have them greet him at the door, you know, and just make him feel welcome every day he comes home. So I'm trying to break the cycle of what was instilled in me, you know.
Right on. Are you doing the silent prayer? Be still?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I don't. No.
Okay. Amazing call. Thank you so much, Sarah. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Valerie bought a coffee saying, good morning, Sean. I guess your former producer. That might be what she's talking about.
Who is she calling Sean?
Sean.
Oh. But Sean is not here anymore.
Well, maybe
does
he's listening.
Does she know Sean is not here?
Sean is not here, Valerie.
Is he
aware?
But
thank you for the coffee.
Yeah, we have a new producer now, Valerie.
Yeah.
What?
And it's S-E-A-N. Not that it matters anymore.
Right. Hey, Sean.
Nice. Shout out to Sean.
Yeah.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir.
Thank you, Valerie.
Three questions. If a wife really wants to change, should I do the silent prayer with her at least one time a day? What's the role of a husband for his wife? Am I a leader? What is love? My wife wanted me to show her the emotions I showed her when we first got together 13 years ago. Any answers?
Oh, what's those the question?
Those are questions.
What was
should I do the silent prayer with her?
No.
What's the role of her husband?
If you want to show her one or two times, there's nothing wrong with it. But she got to want the truth for herself. And if she really, really want the truth, because no one can travel the straight and narrow road with you. You must take it alone. Well, and no, must not only do you must take it alone, you can't even take it with someone else. So she got to want it. But if you want to show her how to do it, there's nothing wrong with that. But do not try to force her to do it. Do not want for her to do it. She got to want it for herself, all right? Number one. And what was the second one?
What's my role as a husband? Do I lead her?
Your role is to be the light of your wife and your children. And then you guide them in the right way to go. Correct her when she's overreacting. Correct her when she's overreacting to the children, right in front of the children, so the kids can see that you are protecting them from the mother. But don't be angry. You got to let the anger go. And if you're working on yourself, the light will show you how to guide your wife in the right way. But you cannot want her to want the truth. You cannot make her want the truth. So don't be trying to sneak up on her. You know, like, oh, come on, let me do the silent prayer with you and all that kind of stuff. If she asks for you to do it with her one time or so, then fine. But if not, leave her in her hell. Correct her when she's wrong, but leave her in her hell. Let her suffer. You'll be fine. Amazing.
Nice. Thank you, someone.
Thank you.
Jake Husden, 12, bought a diamond. Jesse, I love you. Nice.
I love you back. And thanks for your support.
Thank you, Jake. Thanks, yep. Jake. Kid Combo 1 with a diamond, 64% of women still voting for Biden. Are women in America dumb?
Yep. We had a biblical question, who was dumber, men or women? It was very interesting.
Indeed.
But yeah, it is. Women need the light. They need to see, because when you leave them to their own, to themselves, they're going to always make the wrong decision. They can't help it. Amazing. Thank you.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, April, three coffees for JLP Talk. I'm shaking in my boots to forgive Mama. The more I do the silent prayer, the more things I've discovered that I need to forgive her for. What a mess. Eye roll emoji, laughing.
Right on. Go shaking in your boots and forgive her, and the Father will save you from the shaking, the fear. All right? Thank you all. Let me take a break. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news, coming up.
Silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse, and so I want to thank you so much, and ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Female Monday, July 8th, AD 2024. 100 shot, 17 killed in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend, according to the reports. And the mayor, Brandon Johnson, is grief-stricken, or so he pretends. 129 degrees in Death Valley. Wow. I think that broke the previous record of 127. That's in here in California. That-a-way, I think, want to say. No. Yeah. Anyway, Modi of India went to Moscow to meet with Putin. Nice, I guess. And the China virus has stricken Vice President cackling Kamala Harris's the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff. And Boeing has pleaded guilty to defrauding regulators in a plea deal with the DOJ bullying them. It's a mess. This is the end of hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be back for the third hour. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson said, quote, "We are devastated by the recent violence that has left our city in a state of grief. After the city was rocked by so-called gun violence," no such thing, it's fake news from Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, "over the 4th of July holiday weekend, not so holy, except for physically speaking when they got shot, in Chicago. At least 100 people were shot in Chicago since July 3rd, including 17 fatally. Law enforcement statistics and researchers have continually pointed to the summer months as a time of increased gun violence." No such thing. "In the United States, as high temperatures can increase anger, agitation, and hostility." Plus, they're outdoors. Anyway, 129 degrees Fahrenheit. It is hot in Death Valley, but they don't be killing each other over there. Pardon my black vernacular. That was the temperature at California's Death Valley National Park over the weekend, breaking the daily record of 127 degrees Fahrenheit in July 2007. Tens of millions of people across the United States are now under heat alerts as authorities brace for more dangerous heat waves and wildfire conditions in the coming days. It's a mess. India's Modi is heading to Moscow. India Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Moscow today, if he hasn't already, for wide-ranging talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's Modi's first visit to Russia since the country invaded Ukraine. Is widely seen as a dent in efforts by so-called Western leaders to isolate Vladimir Putin. Boeing has made their plea deal, or making their plea deal. They've agreed to plead guilty to one charge of conspiracy to defraud the United States and potentially pay up to $487 million in fines for repeated safety failures. The plea deal provides a path for Boeing to avoid a trial. The Justice Department stated this in a court filing on Sunday. The Injustice Department, really. The DOJ. Anyway, that fine is a fraction of the $24.8 billion that families of crash victims wanted the aircraft maker to pay. And they may still have to pay up. I don't know. The guilty plea is a severe blow to the reputation of Boeing, a company once known for the quality and safety of their commercial jets. Beyond the two fatal crashes of the 737 MAX jets, the company's faced a series of questions about the safety and quality of its planes. You may remember the door plug or plug door fell off, popped off in the middle of the flight and stuff got sucked out. There was TikTok video of it. What a mess. And the China virus. Second gentleman. How embarrassing. Doug Emhoff tested positive for what they call COVID-19. That's the China virus. On Saturday, after experiencing mild symptoms, according to a Sunday statement from his office, VP cackling Kamala Harris tested negative, and she's asymptomatic, so said the statement. The couple were at an event with crooked Joe Biden and so-called First Lady Dr. Jill Biden on Thursday for Independence Day celebration. CNN's reached out to the Black on the Inside White House to ask whether the president is being tested. The positive case in Biden's inner circle, a whole lot of China virus around the United States in the summer. So says the CDC. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Thank you.
I have a major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already, believe it or not. Happy White History Month. July just feels white. I hope you got your shirts for White History Month. Go to julyfeelwhite.com. julyfeelwhite.com or rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com/store. All right. You can get involved, and we're taking all your calls. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new Mamma Mia, Hola, Si, Señor. Gracious biblical question. And it's a doozy. Why are you dismayed at others? Why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? This is like, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'm going to open up with this one on Sunday. This is such a doozy. And I have a fellowship. We're going to open up with this one. All right. You can, if you're busy out and about, you're still out there celebrating your little 4th of July with your family or whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, working out, buying some fentanyl, overdosing on fentanyl, or whatever you're doing, smashing, grabbing. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641. No, it's not. It's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to have to finish some super chat that we started on. To have your comments read out loud and donate, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Monday. We take all calls, but the ladies first. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I probably say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
I would too.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
That's
We've
right.
been lied to for so long.
888-7753-773. We have some amazing white history stories coming up for you. And gas and all kind of stuff. We have to remember white history. This country was founded and created by white men. With the help of God, they created the greatest country on this side of heaven. We got to remember, lest we forget. And the enemies of America, the enemies of God, is doing everything they possibly can to make you forget the greatness of this country. I love America. Thank God for it. I grew up in the best country on this side of heaven. And I had fun growing up. It was amazing. It really was. It was amazing. So how can I forget? I can't. So we're going to remind you, even though they're tearing down all the statues and monuments and anything they could, so you can, especially this generation to come and the generation now and the Z generations, they're not going to remember America because look what they're coming into. They're going to remember what they came into. They don't even want you to pray in government anymore. What the? Nah. Let me go to the busy phones at 888-7753-773. Let me go to Della out of Virginia. Hey, Della, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Oh, you aren't kidding. Happy White History Month. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I need to make a decision, but I'm a little bit nervous about making it. I know it's the right thing to do, but I'm having a hard time.
If you know it's the right thing to do, why are you having a hard time? Why not just do it?
Well, I'm relatively comfortable in the situation, but I'm not happy. I know it's not right, but it's financially comfortable. Morally, it's not comfortable. So short of explaining it all, I'm just a little bit scared, I guess, because I'm going to have to be. You've been talking a lot about it lately, too, about being alone.
Yes.
Which is kind of scary, but not really, I guess.
Are you afraid to be alone?
Probably.
And why?
I don't know. I guess activity keeps you busy. People around you, you don't have to think about what you shouldn't or what you have to, I guess. It's distracting.
And so why are you afraid to be alone?
I guess then I would have to, think about stuff that I don't want to think about.
And why don't you want to think about the things that you don't want to think about?
Well, it's going to be a little bit harder.
How do you
survive.
Know?
I don't know.
So why are you assuming that? Why are you saying that and you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring?
Listen, I've been fighting the last maybe month to call you. Like, call Jesse. Don't call Jesse. Call Jesse. Don't call Jesse. It's been that kind of battle.
And why are you listening to the devil? Anyone?
I know. And even I know that. That's what's so bothersome. It's like, why are you listening?
And why
anyway,
are you?
Anyway, I'm calling you now. Because I don't want to do it, but then if I don't do it, I'm going to be so mad all the time at everybody.
Yeah.
Not for anything they've done, but for stuff I've done.
Yeah. Let me ask, Della, how will you ever know God if you're afraid and unwilling to stand alone?
I won't.
And so do you want to know God?
Yes.
Well, you got to be willing to stand alone.
Ugh. Where have I heard that before, Jesse Peterson? Yeah, okay, you're right.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Every morning, every night.
So then you got to stop listening to those thoughts. You've heard me say that. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And yet you believe them.
I do. And then in the other breath, I don't. Like, I see it, and I even address it and say, well, that's not me. Why are you thinking that? That's not you. That's not true. Jesse says that's a lie. But it's fleeting, but it's still there.
Do you obey your husband? I know you got married. Do you obey your husband?
No. No.
You don't obey your husband?
Well, Jesse, I didn't want to go into all that. See, that's how I got myself in this predicament. I shouldn't have done that in the first place.
Done what?
Gotten remarried.
Oh. Oh. You should not have remarried. Now you have an issue with that?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you now.
Yeah, so that's part of it. I'm not sending a good message to my children and grandchildren, which is really bothering me. So I gotta make this decision, which I've gotta do it.
And what do you mean you're not sending a good message to your children and grandchildren?
Well, morally, I'm not sending them a good message, though.
So. Oh, I see. So
I don't want to go into it.
Right. Okay.
I probably should have called you like for counseling, but.
Okay.
I just had an urge to call you, so I call you.
It sounds like you're not working. You have not been working on. You used to work on yourself. It sounds like you're not. You have not been working on yourself. Why have you stopped doing that?
Things have gotten kind of easy, so I'm not. In my life, it's easier. Financially, it's easier.
And so that made you stop working on you?
Pretty much. I guess I can do what I want, and maybe what I want is not the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. You're absolutely right. So, yeah. Question for me is what then?
You got to push me over the edge. I just need you to kind of tell me what you're telling me, which is you're not doing the right thing. I guess I have to do it.
Tell you.
I guess I guess I've created this image of myself in my life that I like because it's, you know, I don't want to say this. It sounds so vain, but I'm kind of popular and, you know, people like being around me, which I like having people around me, but it's not a good, I think my ego is probably a little too big now.
Well, you should be counting your blessing if you have built this world around you, if people think certain things about you, good or bad, or they think good of you, you want to be pop. All that is evil, and all of it is ego, and you should be glad that that's fallen apart. And now...
You're right.
You should be glad that that is falling apart. And that should cause you to 100% focus on overcoming your hell, overcoming all the illusion about yourself and about others and about this popular life or non-popular life. It's time to really focus on you now to overcome those illusions.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to be willing. You got to make up your mind, Della. You want the kingdom of heaven or you love the hell of false illusions? Because it's just false. The way they act around you is not really what they think about you and what they say when you're not around.
I know. Now that I know.
So you should be happy that all that is falling apart and it should wake you up. And you should just go back to the silent prayer, watch those thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And just let them pass. And this time, just stay focused on working on you. And nothing can go wrong once you work on you.
Okay. You're right. I'll do it.
You don't sound happy about it, though.
I'm not. It's going to hurt.
So what?
It's going to hurt.
Hurt what?
Hurt me. It's going to hurt.
And who is you? Who is the person that being hurt?
The emotions.
Are you your emotions?
Right now I am.
And how are you your emotions?
Because it's regret.
Are you your regrets?
No.
Are you your emotions?
No.
So how will you be hurt then?
I don't know. It's just an excuse, I guess.
I'm sorry?
It's just an excuse.
What is an excuse?
I'm trying to get out of it.
You're trying to get out of...
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of feeling the pain.
But you can't get out of it. If you get out of it, I promise you this, without a doubt, if you get out of the pain, all you're going to do is create more pain. But if you go to the pain and live with the pain and just watch it, you will never create any more pain. It'll be done.
Okay.
You got to live with the pain. You got to accept it. You got to live in it. You got to live with it and watch it. And the Father will take, because it's all demons, it's all hell, it's all illusion. And it will be taken away from you, Della, and you will never have to go through this again.
Okay. All right, Jesse. Okay. I'll keep you posted.
And so what did I just say?
You have to do the difficult stuff.
Like what?
Like get out of what situation you're in that's causing you pain, and don't worry about how it makes you feel or look or you think.
Yep. And then you got to live with the pain of being alone. Don't try to take away the pain. Don't try to escape it. You live in it, you watch it, and you live with it. And that's what God will save you from. He will save you from the hell.
Okay.
And, even if you have to cry and kick and scream, I want you to watch yourself crying, kicking and screaming, but don't give up. Stay present. Stay with it.
Okay.
Even if...
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. The one thing I do want to tell you, Della, is what you're feeling right now, that's making you cry right now. I want you to know it's just thoughts and emotions. It's not real at all. I promise you that. It's just illusions. It's just thrills. It feels good to cry about having to leave someone or someone leaving you, or it feels good to be mad at someone that you say you love or say love you. It's just all thrills. It feels good. To feel like, oh, these people are going to have a bad image of me. I put out this image, and now they're going to see me, the real me, or see me differently. Uh-huh. It's all thrill. I want to encourage you, you got to die from all that, and then you shall live.
Okay.
It's all ego.
Okay. You're right.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will, Jesse.
It's good to hear from you, Della.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye. 888-77 573. It's just thrills, folks. It's not in the kingdom of heaven, no more tears. In the kingdom of heaven, no more worries. No more losing anything or anyone. No more nothing. You're just free. But you got to enter in, and then you got to go through the hell. You got to go through the hell to get to heaven. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Let me go to Jenny out of Tennessee. Jenny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
I have a question. I called you a few months ago, so I'm a second time caller.
Okay.
I was the woman who used to be the super liberal teacher that indoctrinated her students. And I'm conservative and Christian now. I used to be an atheist. So I made a big change in 2020. And this is relating to that, this question. So in 2020, when my family, I have a very large family, and when they found out I voted for Trump, a lot of people in my family totally disowned me. Some people sent me really nasty messages, said nasty things about me. A lot of them were gossiping about me. I found out from other members of the family that let me know that they were talking trash about me behind my back. And basically, most of my family thinks I'm a fascist, Nazi, you know, Christo-fascist and all of that kind of stuff. So they all live in California in the Bay Area, and they're all super far left, to the point of some of them even supporting Antifa.
Wow.
So I have So I have a family reunion coming up, and I haven't seen most of my, pretty much I've just seen my dad and my brothers since this all happened.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as my extended family goes, I haven't seen anyone or talked to anyone other than one cousin who still talks to me. And I was just wondering, is there any point in even going to the family reunion? Should I go to it and just act like nothing happened and face them? Or is there even any point in being around people that have treated me that way?
Why would you even consider going into hell?
That's a good question. I guess because I didn't want to be afraid of them.
That doesn't mean you're afraid. You know that that's hell. You already know that you're enemies. Why would you, why do you need or even would consider going amongst them?
I guess to just show that I was a bigger person and that I wasn't going to hold a grudge and that I don't care what they've said about me. I don't know.
And
also, part of me, I guess, just is, I don't know if I want to keep this feud going for the rest of my life. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, what if one of my aunts or uncles dies? They're getting older. Am I going to just cut myself off from the entire family for the rest of my life, or should I just get over this and see if I can get them to realize that, you know, the error of their ways.
But you can't make anyone realize anything. You are not God. You can't even make yourself realize anything. What makes you think going to the into their hell is going to help them realize anything? All they're going to do is judge you even more so.
Yeah.
What family feuds do you have going on? You don't have to have a feud going on with them. Let them argue by themselves. Let them say what they want to say by themselves. And you're not supposed to be arguing back with the devil, period, inside of you mm-hmm. or the devil inside of others. Let them argue about it. You're not a part of their argument. That's their argument. Don't make their hell your hell.
Should I, if anyone in my family ever decides to apologize, should I talk to them then, or should I just not talk to any of them anymore?
Why would you think about that when that's not what's happening? Why are you
living? I don't know, I guess because it seems like some people are starting to wake up about how bad Biden is and the Democrats, and since I have so many people in my family, I have a hope that someone will wake up in my family and realize that, you know, they're on my side now, and I don't know. I guess it's just a fantasy.
Why are you playing God?
I hate being isolated from my family when I used to be very close to everybody.
But you were never close. It was all fake. It was never real. It was an illusion. Because had you been close to them and it been real, if you were a Democrat, so-called Democrat, a liberal, and now you're a conservative, nothing would have changed. You have the right to be what you want to be, and they have no right to judge you, and it would not have interfered with the relationship with the family at all. It was always fake, and now you can see that. You should be glad to see it instead of wanting to be a part of it.
That's true. You're right. I think
you're fantasizing about what
it's all
you
wishful thinking. Yeah, it's wishful thinking.
You got to come out of those thoughts. They're setting you up for a fall.
Mhm.
Those people don't love you, and you don't love them, and they don't love each other.
Yeah.
Because if they loved each other, they would not have taken side against you or against each other. They were, you know what? That's my cousin. She can be whatever she wants. She can do what she wants. I love her. It has nothing to do with what she does or don't do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's you that wanted them. They don't want you around.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people in my family that did. They told my dad they want me to come.
But they didn't tell you that.
I think there are some people, they want to bury the hatchet. Yeah, you're right. They haven't told me that. I have one aunt that has been sending me texts once in a while on holidays just saying, Merry Christmas, you know, Happy Thanksgiving, and that's about it. But so it seems like she's trying to reach out, but at the same time, if she really wanted to reach out, she would probably call me and apologize for calling me a fascist.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems as though the problem is you. You can't stand being alone.
Yeah. That's true.
Why
it's not just my family. It's my all my friends, too. I mean, I lost all my friends when this happened as well. So I'm pretty isolated since this all happened.
But those were never friends. You keep calling them friends. You're calling your enemies your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because had they been friends and you switched parties, it would not have moved them at all, because love conquers all. They would not have been bothered that you you have changed your mind about how you want to live.
Yeah.
But you keep calling your enemies your friends. You should be glad they're gone and they're revealing themselves to you, so that you can come out of this illusion of thinking you have friends when you didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married?
Yes.
Why don't you have children?
Yes.
So why do you need them?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Oh. I guess I don't. I guess I don't.
But why do you think you do, though? I don't understand.
Well, I guess because my whole life I thought I had at least a handful of close friends, and I had a large family that I thought I was close to, and for the last 4 years it's just different living. It's been different living with just my immediate family.
But you thought
and
you
my
had
kids, yeah.
Go ahead, your kids what?
Oh, I was just gonna say, I still have a good relationship with my kids, especially my younger son, but my older son is also, he's still extremely liberal, and there's been a little bit of contention between him and I because of politics and religion since I converted, and so because I raised my kids to be atheists, so neither one of my kids believe in God, so that's been difficult to deal with now too, realizing that I'm at fault for that because I raised them that way, and now I have to live with it because they don't want to listen to me. You know, they're both adults now. My son's 22 and my other one's 18. So it's too late for me to say, okay, we're Christian now.
Have you apologized to them for doing that?
Yes.
And so if you have apologized, what is it that you have to live with now?
Living with the fact that I set them up to go to hell.
But that's all you knew. It. Can you hold for me, Jenny?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break, all right?
Okay.
The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive. Back in a moment. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Life is amazing.
Amazing.
You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 o'clock at the top of this hour, 9 a.m. Pacific time from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, E-Black. Joel Friday. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Thursday. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor, baby. Natural energy, lots of energy given to him by God. He's a genius. At 12 noon Pacific time and on Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time. But for now, at 12 noon. All right. And don't forget to support us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and blah, blah, blah. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, also on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble.com and Cozy, where Christ is King, cozy.tv/JLP. All right. And last but not least, I got to make this announcement. Punchin' TV. We now have our own network. Thank y'all. Amazing. Go to punchin.tv. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. No Y. PUNCHIE.TV and watch the network on our own platform.
Amazing.
Also, subscribe and follow Punchy.TV, formerly known as JLP Network, on YouTube and Instagram. What the? Look, that looks so good. Punchy.TV. Doesn't that look good? Yes, Punchy, that look good. Grandma and Granddad will be proud.
Amazing!
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. This is one of the celebration of white history. So I thank you for it, all right? I do appreciate it. And get your T-shirt, White History Month T-shirt, at rebuildingdemand.com/store or July Feels White. JulyFeelsWhite.com. Let me go quickly back to Jenny out of Tennessee, trying to decide if she should go to a family reunion or not. They don't like her. She's now conservative. They don't like her. And she wonders, should she still go play with them? Hey, Jenny.
Yes.
So you said you were an atheist when you had your sons and you taught them the atheist thing, right? And you said that you've gone and apologized to him, to them, right?
Yes.
And so, and you said, I guess I have to just live with that. What is it that you have to live with if you have apologized?
The consequences of my actions?
What consequences?
that I had a responsibility to raise them up the right way, and I failed at that, and now I have to worry about their souls, and it's just difficult to live with.
And so when you taught them those things, did you know any better?
I should have.
Didn't you?
Apparently I didn't.
Are you able to do better if you don't know better?
What do you mean by that?
You didn't know any better. You were atheist. That's all you knew. That's what you believed at the time, right?
That's what I believed at the time, but I was raised better than that, and I turned away from God. So I feel that I should have known, but
you
that's
didn't,
what I believed at the time.
But you didn't know. You believed that at the time, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And so you went and apologized. Now that you know better, you went and apologized to your sons, right?
Yes.
And when you apologize to your son, what is there to live with then?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
No, that was a question.
Turn back.
What is there to live with if you have apologized?
Meaning that there's nothing more I can do right now?
So what is there to live with then?
Nothing, I guess. That's probably the devil just torturing me.
It's 100% the devil. Do you think it's coming from God?
No, I don't think it is.
So why are you listening to the devil? When will you stop worshiping the devil in your imagination?
I didn't think about it as worshiping the devil, but that's a good point. Because I know God has forgiven me.
God has never forgiven you because you have never done anything wrong.
Well, that's a theological debate that we might disagree on, but I believe God has forgiven me.
God, there's nothing for God to forgive you for because you have never done anything wrong. Are you disagreeing with me? Are you saying you
because
have?
Because it wasn't me?
Are you
because
saying
it wasn't me? Is that what you're saying?
Are you saying that you have done wrong?
I feel that I have.
And who is the person that have done wrong?
Someone that I'm not anymore.
Who is the person that have done wrong? Describe that person to me. Who is that person?
The old me before I was born again.
Who was the old you? Who was the old? Describe the old you.
I was controlled by the devil. Someone that was controlled by the devil.
Who was the old you that was controlled by the devil? Describe that person.
Someone that was wrong and...
Who is Jenny?
Misled.
Who is?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Who is Jenny? Tell me who you are.
A daughter of God.
But you're telling me who
now?
You belong to, but who are you? Who is Jenny?
I don't know how to answer that.
You, why not?
I don't know. It's a very deep question.
What's deep about knowing who you are?
I mean, do you want me to describe myself?
Yeah, I want you to describe.
Roles I play? I mean, a mother.
I want you to describe.
My wife.
Jenny. I want you to describe Jenny. Tell me who Jenny is.
I don't know how to answer that other than how I already did.
But who are you?
I'm someone who's trying to live rightly and obey God's commandments and love my neighbor as myself.
But you're telling me
and
what
trying
you're
trying to do better.
You're telling me what you're trying to do, but you're not telling me who you are.
I said I'm a daughter of God. I don't know what else to say other than you know, a wife, mother.
So you say you belong to God. That's not who you are, but you belong to God. Who is the Jenny that belongs to God?
I don't know what kind of answer you're looking for there.
I want you to describe who you are. You're not telling me who you are. You're telling me what you do and who you belong to. And how do you know you belong to God?
Because I've given myself to Him, and I'm trying to live for Him.
And how did you give yourself to Him?
I had a conversion of heart, and I'm trying to live for Him.
And how are you trying to live for Him?
Trying to do His will on earth. Trying to be led by the Holy Spirit and pray for guidance and allow God's will to be done in my life.
You say you're trying to live for the Holy Spirit?
I'm trying to allow, pray for the Holy Spirit to guide me, to show me God's will, and to for God to give me the grace to accomplish His will.
And who is the person that tried to do all that?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that.
But you describe all these things that
I mean, other than describing myself, I mean.
But you haven't described yourself yet. You describe all the things you do. But you haven't described who you are at all.
I mean, you mean my likes and dislikes and my interests and things like that?
No, I want to know who is the person, Jenny. Not what you do, not how you feel, not who you belong to, but who are you?
I have no idea how to answer that.
But why not?
Other than saying, you know, I like 80s music,
That's what you like.
In the Generation X, my age, I'm Italian.
but you still haven't
told. I'm Catholic.
If you know all you're doing is telling me all these things you do and you like and don't like and belong, but you never told me who you are.
Because that's a very strange. I mean, it's a basic question, but it's a deep question, and I have no idea.
Right.
Where you're going with it.
No.
What if I asked who you are, what would you say?
No, I would say I'm no one.
Okay. But you are, you have a soul and you're living on earth. I mean, you are someone.
Am I my soul?
I would say so. I would say your body and soul.
Are you your body?
I would say half and half body, half soul.
Are you, Jenny, your body?
Partially, I would say.
Are you your emotions?
No.
And so if you're not your body, if you're not your emotions, how can you be your body?
Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, right?
But how can you be your body if your body is just a house that God live in? How can you be your body?
I don't think I'm my body. I think that body and soul is connected and intertwined, and
The body is not connected to the soul at all. It's just a piece of dirt that you live in. It's a dirt house. and that dirt house is going to fall apart and dissolve and go away. What will happen to you when the dirt house is gone?
Your soul will be living for eternity.
And so are you your soul or your body?
Well, right now I'm occupying my body, and I'm both, but at some point, for 99.999% of eternity, I'll just be my soul.
who would you be if you didn't have your, if you didn't identify with your body, your emotions, your family, your past and your future, your experiences? Who would you be if all those things were gone?
No one.
And why don't you just be no one then? Life would be easier if you were no one than it is by you thinking you're your body, your soul. You think you got friends, you have family members, you have this and that. Why not just be nobody?
You mean don't identify with any of those things? It sounds very Buddhist.
Very what?
Your philosophy sounds very Buddhist.
What's a Buddha? Oh, that fat guy?
Yes. The fat guy at the Chinese restaurant.
Why not just be? Does God tell you identify with all those things?
No, but I think God wants you to identify with being a son or daughter of God, if you are.
Does God tell you to
identify? That's probably the only thing that you should identify as, if you are.
Does God tell you to identify as a son or daughter of His?
Well, He doesn't use that language, but.
So why do you think you should identify with that?
I'm saying if you're identifying with anything, that should probably be what it is.
How about not identify with anything? Do you want to be free? Do you really want to know and live with God?
Yes.
Well, don't identify with anything.
Your theology is very different.
It's in the Bible. I'm not making it up.
That's how I lived when I was an atheist and I was doing yoga and I was meditating and
but you identify with
an empty mind and
well, I'm not telling you to have an empty mind. I'm telling you to watch those thoughts so the Father can take them away from you.
I agree with that.
You don't want to live with an empty mind. You want to overcome the mind, and you can only do that by being aware, and it's the awareness of the Father that would take away the darkness. I'm going to have to run, but let me ask.
That's true. I agree with that.
And so who is God?
I would say the summation of all that is good.
Where do you get that from?
The good is everything that is good.
But how do you know what's good?
I would say from the Bible.
You don't know what's good. Just read the Bible. You don't know what's good just from reading the Bible.
You don't think the Bible has something to say about what is good? Because if we decide what is good the way based on what we feel, that's
you can't decide
probably not as reliable.
You can't decide what's good or bad. There's not one person you ever met, ever will meet, that read the Bible and know what's good or bad.
Don't you think someone who bases their beliefs on what's good and bad according to what God said in the Bible is better than just making up their own definitions of what's good and bad?
Those who think they know what's good or bad from the Bible are making up their own good or bad.
They are, you said?
Yeah. That's why they're no good. They make up good and bad. It's all intellectual. And they have no idea what they're talking about. Good or bad cannot be made up. You have to live it. But are you doing my silent prayer, Jenny?
No, I'm Catholic, so I like you a lot, but there are certain theological differences that we have. So I believe in the tradition of the early church fathers and their interpretation of the Bible.
Let me just tell you,
do my own prayer.
Let me tell you.
I do silent prayer, but it's not your, I don't know what your version of it is. I've seen it on your show, but I do.
Let me tell you this.
Prayer, silent prayer.
Let me tell you this. As long as you do that, you're going to always live in hell. You're going to be in hell. You're going to be miserable. You're going to be living in your thoughts. You're going to be wondering about this and wondering about that. And you will never know the truth until you be still and watch those thoughts so the Father can take over. So you can stay in your You can stay in your little Catholic thing and do your little Hail Marys. It ain't going to get you nowhere. But stay there. Don't leave because, you know, just keep doing it. See how far it gets you. You would never know God. You would never have peace.
But I disagree with you on that, Jesse.
Well, here's what I recommend. Do your little Hoopers Mary thing, and then be still and know the Father. And then next day, do your little Hoopers Mary, and then be still and know the Father. See which one works for you.
I do both.
You be still and know the Father?
Yes.
Why you do both?
Because I believe in different types of prayer for different reasons.
You don't even know what to pray for.
I do.
No, you don't. All your
How do you know?
All your prayers are vanity.
No, I don't think so.
I promise you they are. Because you don't know what you want. You don't know what to pray for. Why would you call anything other than that not vanity? You don't know what you want. But, Jenny.
I do know what I want.
No, you don't.
I pray for peace. I pray for the Holy Spirit to show me what God wants me to do.
See, you don't know what you want. All your prayers are vain. It's all about you.
I pray for other people more than I pray for myself.
How you pray for someone else, you don't know what to pray for others.
I pray that they would find God and that they would be converted.
Why? Why are you praying for that? God is not praying for that.
I want everyone to go to heaven.
Why? God is not concerned about them going to heaven. Why are you?
What? You don't think God wants people to go to heaven?
He's already made the way. If you don't want it, he'll leave you in hell. He's not concerned.
True.
He's not concerned.
Let me ask you this. He wants everyone. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell.
He doesn't care either way.
He doesn't control you or force you.
Right.
To make a decision either way. But
isn't
I think that
in the
he
Bible
wants
that
everyone in heaven.
Isn't in the Bible that you don't know what you want or you don't know what to pray for?
So
why are you going against that, pretending that you do know what you want and that you do know what to pray for?
I think that means like specific things like praying.
You're making it. That's not what that means at all. You in your head with the devil making that up.
I pray for what God wants to happen.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you don't
I do.
Know.
I pray for
you
God's
don't know what God wants for you at all.
I know I don't. That's
so how
I
you
pray
for it then? But Jenny, listen. If it's a family reunion, I wouldn't go if I were you. But if you want to go, go. They don't like you. You don't like them. I don't know why you need to go, but it's up to you.
Okay.
Call me again. I'm out of time.
Okay. Thank you.
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
All right.
What the?
Super chat. Thank you, Jenny.
Super chat.
Lori answered the biblical question with a coffee.
Why are you dismayed by others.
I get dismayed by others when I forget God is in control and allowing things to happen. I need to remember there are really no problems or crisis that won't be overcome. I need to remember that all is well and relax.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you.
Last week's biblical question from Quebecensis.
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
On Odyssey, he says, I attack back to defend my ego.
That's right. That's for sure. Thank you.
A very generous donation on Rumble from Based Nation. Here's the money.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, KidCombo 1.0, Jake Huston, Games for Rec, Fatty Wat. Thank you guys for the support over there.
Thank you all.
Shout out to Cesar for the Cash App donation. Very generous.
Thank you.
Uncle Jesse, happy White History Month. America, I'm grateful for you and your wisdom, says Charmy Peterson. Thank you for sharing with us. I'm learning to purge the evil from my heart and experience true freedom. Trump 2024 100.
The great white hope. July just feels white. Thank you.
No fear, just faith with the coffee. Shout out to my favorite caller, Ronnie from Cincinnati. My answer to the biblical question, dismayed.
Why are you dismayed by others?
I'm dismayed by others when I forget most people are influenced by Satan. He will use them to make me emotional, too. It's a spiritual battle all day, every day. Amazing. I must stay prayed up and led by the Holy Spirit of God at all times.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Tim bought our coffee. Hi, Jesse and crew. Happy Monday to you all. My biblical question answer is...
Are you dismayed by others?
I think it goes back to you saying hatred is playing God. And when I am dismayed by others because I want them to do what I want to live up to my expectations. And so I was forever dismayed.
Oh, amazing. I put my chances in on Sunday.
More false images. Take care and thanks. Explosion. Strong arm.
Thank you.
And no fear, just faith with three coffees. I don't know if I can finish your super chat, man. We'll read it tomorrow.
Yeah, we will. Thank you for it. I'm out of time. With the clock about to cut us off. Hate coming up now. Then enjoy our Friday. Bye. What a mess. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.